If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Pennywise Podcast, the best pod around for personal finance. We're part of the Lee Enterprises Podcast Network and brought to you in partnership with WalletHub, the best personal finance app in the whole wide world. You can sign up for WalletHub to save money, improve your credit, and budget better. I'm your host, John Kiernan. I'm the managing editor at WalletHub, and I've been covering personal finance for more than 15 years. My goal is to help you manage your money better and hopefully have a little fun in the process. As always, be sure to let us know if you have any questions or if there's something you want us to cover. We'll take requests. And we'll actually get to some listener questions at the end, so make sure to stick around for that. But first, our main topic today is a deceptive promotion, quote-unquote, that can make pretty much any shopper vulnerable to significantly higher costs than they were expecting, which is something those of us working with a tight budget really can't afford right now. I don't know, I'm preaching to the choir on that one, but so this promotion, to cut to the chase, is called deferred interest, but that's not usually what's in the biggest fonts, not normally what you're going to see front and center when you come across these financing deals. Normally, you're going to see an attention grabber like no interest if paid in full within 6 months, or just something like 0% APR for 12 months. If you happen to look in the fine print, however, you may notice the other shoe waiting to drop, and it's a pretty big shoe. So the way deferred interest works is actually pretty simple. It's still unfair, but it's pretty simple once you know what to look for. You'll get a 0% rate in the beginning, and you can avoid interest charges entirely if you pay off your purchase on schedule. But if you leave even a tiny balance unpaid when the promotional period ends, or you pay a day late or something like that along the way, interest charges will be assessed retroactively. So what that means is all the interest charges that would have accrued had the card's regular APR been in place from the start will get added to your bill. Yeah, so it's a double-edged sword there. So they give you a shiny prize to lure you in, and then a sharp influx of finance charges are waiting to cut your budget to pieces if you slip up. So as you might expect, most people, and I'm sure many listeners, aren't familiar with deferred interest until it's too late. And the average person's finances really aren't able to handle that kind of surprise right now. Just consider these stats from some of our recent WalletHub research. Around 52% of people don't understand how deferred interest works, which is as expected. A lot of people don't understand how credit cards work, so even at a high level. And more than 50% of Americans say they have agreed to a special financing offer without being sure they can handle the monthly payments. So people are kind of like, I need the money now, I'll deal with it later, which is, again, understandable, but not really how you want to operate. That kind of behavior can lead to the current state of affairs with the average household has nearly $11,000 in credit card debt. So people are already dealing with a lot of debt, and really it leaves them vulnerable to a lot of other bad things if kind of a surprise bill heads their way. And that bill can be really big, because the average APR that applies after a deferred interest offer is revoked is above 33%. So that's pretty wild. Your interest charges can kind of quickly get to be larger than your original purchase. We're around the holidays, and deferred interest and these kinds of financing offers often come up around then. More than 4 in 5 people we found say budgeting in advance of the holidays helps keep kind of costs under control. But I really don't think most people are counting on suddenly overwhelming interest charges being part of the picture. And so that can kind of blow things up and create a lot of problems. So again, it's a dangerous problem, and people are kind of not in a position to necessarily handle it that well. So to help make sense of all of this and point you in the direction of savings, not surprise costs, I'd like to welcome my colleague, Adam McCann. Adam is a personal finance writer at WalletHub who has seen it all on the retail front, from Connecticut pizza to high-end violins and everything in between. Hey, Adam, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, John. Thank you so much for having me. This is definitely a really important topic for us to be discussing around the holidays.
I definitely agree with that. So we've introduced deferred interest financing and how it works generally, but I know you've done some research into the specific costs involved, as well as kind of the main perpetrators of this type of financing scheme. Could you tell the listeners a little bit more about those things?
Yeah, definitely. It's not pretty, unfortunately, but we've crunched the numbers, and if you fall for a deferred interest financing deal and you're not able to pay your balance in full by the time that 0% period ends, you're unfortunately looking at spending around 27 and a half times as much interest as you would with a normal credit card.
Wow. 27.5x. That is nuts. Can you walk me through, like, how does that happen? That such a big difference?
Yeah, so with a normal 0% credit card, your interest charges are only going to apply to whatever balance is remaining once the 0% promotion ends, you know, since you've been making payments throughout the course of that. And the interest rate that applies to that, while it's going to be high, is a lot lower than what credit cards with deferred interest tend to offer. Not only do cards with deferred interest have regular APRs that are above 30% a lot of the time, but that rate also is going to apply to your entire original balance. So if you're looking at the combination of that higher interest rate alongside that much bigger balance for it to apply to, that explains why there's such a huge cost difference.
Holy smokes. So I guess it's, for an example for people, you could buy a TV for your wife for Christmas or whatever, and you pay off everything but a dollar. With a normal credit card, you would be looking at just interest charges on that dollar. But with a deferred interest charge, you'd be looking at interest charges on the whole original purchase. So
exactly, yeah,
that's nuts. No wonder 9 in 10 people that we found our survey said they stopped shopping at a retailer if it had a misleading financing offer like that and ended up charging a lot in interest. So I'd definitely be angry at that as well. As we noted, a lot of people are going into these financing offers without really knowing the full scope of the terms and things like that. I'll even throw out that we found that a majority, 51% of people, even think that deferred interest should be illegal. So it should be outlawed from the retailers and banks and things like that being able to use it. So I think it kind of just shows how it's kind of a wolf in sheep's clothing, and people, once they really figure out how it works, are not very pleased with that. Mm-hmm. So now that people have a better sense of the stakes here, where are they most likely to come across deferred interest offers?
Well, you're really only going to find deferred interest in retailer financing offers, and actually a pretty large percentage of retailers. Actually, the latest research at WalletHub found that around 80% of merchants that offer 0% APRs are actually offering them under a deferred interest scheme.
Wow, so 80% of retailers offering 0% are using deferred interest. That's very helpful for people to know. And I think it's based on what you're saying, it's just store credit cards and other retailer direct financing offers, right? Like normal credit cards on the Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and Amex networks, they don't have deferred interest, do they?
Exactly. That's the good news. If you see a 0% offer on a general purpose credit card on a major credit card network, then it's not going to be deferred interest.
Okay, great. So people don't have to worry about that with normal kind of network credit cards. But are there any particular retailers or store credit cards that are more kind of known for having deferred interest than other ones?
Yeah, some of the biggest ones that would come to mind are Best Buy, Home Depot, Lowe's, Michaels, Wayfair, Pep Boys, and JCPenney. So you can see like a broad spectrum of types of retailers there. There's anything from electronics to clothing to like car parts. And there are other retailers like Amazon or Bed Bath & Beyond or IKEA that don't actually currently use deferred interest, but they reserve the right to use it in the future. So policies could always change.
Yeah, definitely be on the lookout for those ones so they could pop back up. Go ahead.
You can also, it would take all day to list every company that has these offers, but you can see the full list on Wallet Hub. We actually reviewed 72 different large retailers' policies. And you should be especially curious about whether your card has deferred interest if you have a store card issued by Synchrony Bank, Citi, or Comenity, because 94% of those deferred interest cards on the market are going to come from one of those three banks.
Gotcha. So those are the big three for deferred interest. And just to be clear for people, like these companies have a lot of really good credit card offers. We're not saying anything like that they don't. You just need to be especially careful with the financing offers, in particular with their store cards. Their other cards are great. And the store cards themselves can be great, especially for earning rewards and building credit and things like that. On the topic of great credit cards, what advice do you have for people who are looking for alternatives to deferred interest finance? And they say, okay, sure, this is dangerous, but I need a way to finance my purchase over time. It's going to be a sad holiday otherwise. What do you say to them?
Well, the first thing that you want to do when you're looking for financing of any kind, anytime, is check your credit score. And you can do that on Wallet Hub for free, and you can get free daily updates. But knowing your credit score is important because the best alternative to deferred interest financing is a general purpose credit card with a 0% intro APR, like we've talked about. And you typically need at least good credit to get a card like that. So if your score is 700 or higher, then you should have pretty good odds of getting approved for a card offering 0% for anywhere from 15 to 24 months. There are also some cards with shorter offers, but it's really better to try to aim for one on the higher end. Another good option for financing, if you don't want to finance on a credit card, or if you're not able to attain one of those good 0% cards, is a buy now, pay later installment loan. Those are becoming more popular recently. You can pay for purchases in a handful of installments, and they usually have no interest. So some retailers are even offering versions of this directly. You don't have to get them through a third party.
That is good to know. And I would also kind of throw out there that budgeting well in advance, as I mentioned before, is really important, as is opting for less expensive items. That's a helpful strategy to help you kind of bring down your holiday budget or whatever you're trying to buy. And that would potentially allow you to buy those things without borrowing, which is the main thing you should be looking for, if possible. Those ideas might not be quite as fun, but I think they're definitely more sustainable.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. You'll feel a lot better about the purchase if you don't have like a huge amount of debt or the worry that you might not be able to make a payment, you know, hanging over your head. You'll have a lot less buyer's remorse there.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Adam, thanks again for joining me today. It's been very enlightening. Always good talking to you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I had a great time.
All right. So with our main topic covered and our guest signing off, you know what time it is. It is Q&A time, when we read a question or two from Pennywise listeners and try to provide a helpful answer, hopefully. Today, we have a question from Caroline in Texas. Hey, Caroline. Howdy. My cousin's name is Caroline, so that's cool. You guys got a good song to sing, at least. Caroline says, if interest rates are going down, why is my credit card APR still so high? That is a great question, Caroline. I'm sure a lot of people are wondering the same thing. Because there's been a lot of talk about the Federal Reserve cutting interest rates, and you might think that that means your interest rate's suddenly going to go really low. I think there are a few important things to note here. One is that credit card interest rates tend to be higher than rates on other forms of borrowing. So like an auto loan or a mortgage, or even a lot of personal loans will tend to have lower interest rates. And so you're not going to see a very low rate regardless. Another thing to point out is the Fed is cutting rates pretty slowly after a bunch of rate hikes, and so it's going to take a little time for variable APRs to really show much of a difference. Unfortunately, very few credit cards actually have low regular APRs right now. It's kind of like a unicorn these days to see an APR but below 10% or even 12% ongoing. The best you can do is to try to pay your credit card bill in full every month and apply for a 0% card when you need like several months to pay off a big purchase. This is the ideal way to stay interest free. And it doesn't really kind of help you in terms of your existing card, but it's good to note that new offers are changing. We're seeing rates going down year over year. It's a little bit, but it adds up to a lot when you look at credit card users overall. So every little quarter point that we see, it adds up to billions of dollars in savings for people with credit card debt. So you might not feel it, but you are saving a little bit money relative to how things were. So I think that's about it for today. It's been a lot of fun learning a little bit more about money with you, and let's do it again pretty soon. Because if you're not penny wise, you might see your interest rate suddenly rise. Thanks again to Lee Enterprises and Wallet Hub for helping put all of this together, and thanks to you for listening.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.